Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox sellout streak at Fenway Park is officially over. The official attendance figure for last night's game was 30,862, while capacity at Fenway is around 37,500. Though the ballpark had not always been full over the years, the Red Sox had distributed a ticket for every seat in every game since May 15, 2003, hence the quote-unquote sellout. At 794 regular season games, that streak was the longest by far in Major League Baseball. Only a game's Karen Given reports on reaction at Fenway last night to the end of the streak.
Program squad card Ross lineup for today's game. $1 here. All the names, all the numbers inside here, folks.
An hour before game time, the only line on Lansdowne Street was in front of the House of Blues, where a sold-out crowd waited to see a rapper with a thing for sweatshirts.
I'm a huge Red Sox fan, but tonight I chose to spend my money to see Hoodie Allen. I mean, I want to support a guy that needs some help and needs a fan base.
Brody Horning is a junior in business administration at UNH. He's always on the lookout for a bargain. For the month of April, the Sox are giving their customers a modest break from the high ballpark prices, including half-priced hot chocolate, reduced-price beer, and two-for-one Fenway Franks. That was good news to Horning.
I didn't know about that. I love Fenway Franks. Elaborate, please.
Two-for-one through April to try to get people back in the park. Will that help you come?
Absolutely. There's nothing better than Fenway Franks, so I mean, that helps. That is good.
The end of the sellout streak was welcome news to Californian Michael Lindsay, one of many out-of-towners who were buying tickets for their first ever visit to Fenway Park.
Awesome!
Sorry, I didn't want to say it too loud in your microphone.
24 hours before the game, Green Monster seats, once the hottest ticket in all of baseball, were still available online. But Lindsay was only given the choice between a couple of seats in right field, bleachers, or standing room only.
We're up in the bleachers. We figured we'd take it all in from high above.
With so few options remaining, some fans began to wonder whether the game would be a sellout after all. But from behind the counter, an employee pantomimed a tear streaming down her face and told me she was sad to see the end of an era. She also admitted her job might become a little more busy as word gets out that the Sox have tickets available at game time. Kim Whitcomb lives in New Hampshire and hates to see empty seats.
That is tragic. I could fill those seats by myself. Not me personally, but I have peeps that could fill those seats.
Whitcomb says there will always be a demand when it comes to the Red Sox.
Always. I could have given them to 60 people today. I wouldn't, but I could have.
The fact is, it wasn't really a full house for many games last season either. To maintain the streak, the team only had to distribute as many tickets as there are seats. Those lingering at resellers or stuck to the fridges of season ticket holders didn't matter. As television broadcasts showed hundreds, even thousands of empty seats, the team came under increasing pressure to call an end to the streak.
The media got all over the Red Sox. You're lying to us. It wasn't true.
Andrew Zimbalist, an economics professor at Smith College, defended the Sox earlier this year, saying nothing was wrong with the team's math.
But I think what happened was this item that was creating the sense of hot tickets that was making people excited about being able to go to Fenway Park all of a sudden became a negative.
Dustin struck out looking in the first inning.
Despite the first non-sellout in nearly 10 years, some things never change at Fenway Park. The food vendors on Yawkey Way still watch the game through the corner of their eyes, cheering for every run as the Red Sox fell to the Orioles 8-5. And outside the turnstiles, scalpers still walked up and down Brookline Avenue looking for tickets to sell. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.